Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Brachos, daf 62, talking about different things that bring poverty, lo aleinu, God forbid, chas v'shalom. A braisa states that three things bring poverty. One who urinates near his bed, facing the bed and onto the ground. If he faces the other direction or urinates into a chamber pot, it will not bring poverty. One who is not careful to wash properly, meaning he does not use enough water. Rava says that if one uses even a small amount of water, he will not be stricken with poverty. But Rav Chista explained that his considerable financial success was due to his using a large amount of water to wash with. And one whose wife curses him to his face, Rava says this refers to one who does not buy his wife jewelry when he can afford it, and she therefore curses him. So from here, I believe we could infer three things. Number one, we should always take care of our bodily needs. We should always take care of ourselves and make sure we do it in a respectful manner, a proper manner, not in a disgusting or disgraceful manner. We have to do things that befit us as children of royalty, as the princes and princesses of God, who is the ultimate and one and really only king in the entire world. Number two, we have to make sure to take care of our body also. It says in Ashmartim es nafsho seichem, and we have to take care of it, we have to clean it, we have to make sure it's properly fed and properly washed and properly nourished in spiritual, emotional, physical, all realms as well. So we have to make sure we do that, to take care of that as well. And number three, we have to take care of our wives. We have to make sure to indulge them, not spoil them, quote unquote, but make sure that they're properly cared for in all aspects as well, emotionally, physically, you know, religiously and intimately, every single way, having nice deep conversations and the like. We have to make sure in every single way they are cared for in the proper way. We don't want to be selfish. We don't want to feel that we're lacking generosity. One of the best traits to have, I believe, is to be truly generous and to give your wife or whatever, if it's a date anniversary, an anniversary, an engagement anniversary. We try to do this also. It's just nice to always be giving. The more we give, the more we get. Because giving is the basis of love. The word ahava, the basis is hav, as explained by Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler. The more we give, the more we get. Giving, the relationship shouldn't be 50-50. Oh, I took out the garbage, so you do the dishes. No way. We do 100%, 100%. Even if I do all the chores, I'm happy to do it for you, for the spouse. And we should think like that for every way. So remember, don't do disgusting things or disgraceful things. We're children of royalty. Make sure to take care of your bodies. Hashem gave us the bodies to take care of. Number three, always take care of your spouses in every which way possible, being truly generous as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 63 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.